Jack.
Kwanza kitu kwa silent. Hivi kwa sasa. Oje bado kwa sasa nimeka loud.
Yo guys, how are you? Whatever you are, thank you for joining us. This is episode 14 of the Pre-Game Pulse podcast.
Joined here. I was hoping ungeanza kama Uhuru. My fellow Kenya.
Kenya, Kenya.
And then, ulenge kila mtu. Ulenge tu mtu, then you just begin. You just begin the flow.
No. Nelson.
Yes.
We start from you. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell
I'm
us
easy.
How your Madaraka day was.
Madaraka day was relaxing. Hey, it's good kupata holiday katikati ya wiki bana.
Okay. But you need to nasonga haraka.
Eh.
Twende.
Nika time huko.
Eh bana.
You need to do time thing.
Kidogo bana.
Next 10 minutes.
Kidogo ni 5. Eh. Wewe ndio yesu
mimi. Vic, what were you up to?
Eh, mimi nililala. Stawa danganya. Mimi nililala.
Kama 7 nililewa.
I just need a temp.
Ata body mind the lift yako. Ndio. You overslept.
Nililala mimi eh. Nilala, just needed that temp to reset nili sign of fresh.
But me was at work.
Ja. Kwa kitu kwa silent. Ili kwa sasa. Oje bado kwa sasa nimeka loud. Anyway, it's okay, tuendele. It can be, it's a back, it's a back.
All right, Jack, how are you?
Easy.
My Madaraka day was good. Me, it was a job, so I didn't do much. Mm. But I'm happy to be here. It's another Thursday, man. You know, we enjoy doing this. Mm. We start off on a sad note. We've lost a Kenyan rugby player. His name is Mike. It's really unfortunate that at a very young age, I don't think he's past 20, he isn't past 30. And he has played for Mwamba, he's played for MKU Thika, he's played also for Black Blood of Kenyatta University. And off-air, Jack was telling me it's something we're seeing more often. You know, we're seeing lots of players, you know, precisely from the rugby
fraternity,
you know, dying at, we're seeing more rest in peace really often. We can't really establish what was, you know, mm-hmm. We can't say it's a pattern, you know, that we can attribute to. But one time, an issue was even raised, because at that time, there's a KCB player who died. His name was, I'm trying to remember his name.
I think I remember who you're talking about.
He died and he collapsed and died.
Yes, I know the story.
And he died immediately after another high school student.
Was it for Strathmore who passed on? The Strathmore captain. I think the Strathmore captain who passed on as well.
He had played for Strathmore.
Oh, he's the same guy?
Yeah, he's the same guy.
Ah, okay.
He played for Strathmore, okay. He'd come to KCB.
Ah, okay, he's the same guy.
But just a few weeks after another high school student died in school games.
Oh, damn.
It's rugby, so we can't really attribute the death of Mike to, you know...
The sport itself.
Yeah, to the sport itself. But all the same, we send our condolences to the family. Yes. And again, we pray for the well-being of the family.
Can.
All right, yeah, Jack.
Yes.
Money after, I wouldn't say leading, money after, you know, getting, being part of the team that, you know, lost to Real in the finals of the Champions League, he's finally leaving.
Mm.
Pogba is also leaving Manchester United as a free agent, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bought for.
It doesn't make business sense.
What do you mean, don't you
know? We're also linking. Just say Lingard leave. Let's start with Vic. Pogba is leaving, yeah?
First of all, Panza na banye walim
lose the first position. You lost him.
Mkam know how much? Just in case what I do.
98 million.
And then another for how much?
Free.
Na mishina nina, eh?
Europa na Community Shield.
Na,
I think League Cup.
Yeah,
the Mourinho, those trophies are Mourinho's or Tato.
Yeah. So other than that...
It's really unfortunate.
7 years?
Six years.
The whole like thing about this whole Pogba issue is that, you know, you lose him, you spend a lot of money acquiring him.
In fact, it's 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any creative outlet in the midfield apart from Hernandez?
Hernandez, Anani and Rudy, when they become a come. So I think
that
was very influential. He'll be more productive than Pogba will come. Pogba with my injuries.
But only when you structure in a haribu, even the fact that you will get for free, then I'll end up for
8 million. It has been a trend.
The business side of...
Apo maharibu do. Maharibu do. But anyway.
For Jack, the whole Pogba thing, do you think his leaving will impact maybe Manu to better results?
Inaweza kuwa, I think we're going to get back in the last podcast because the deadwood is going up for United. It's critical waishie. So I think Pogba is one of that, but the deadwood. Na pia inapea Ten Hag an easier time to rebuild. Your team had an adai. So aside from the money element, your ETM kuishia. Me no, it's a good deal. Because sometimes you have to cut your losses, to be very honest.
You'd rather lose that. I also feel Pogba leaving.
You know, wages-wise, I think another player coming in, either come the same wages. I don't think Van de Beek can have the same amount of money.
And I also feel, you know, the ego that was in the dressing room will also now be cut. That toxicity.
That's what I was saying. Anyway, that's enough for middle table teams. Let's talk about other big boys.
Man is also leaving. He's had a good stint at Liverpool. I feel he's leaving at a perfect time, you know. Don't wait to. You'll keep waiting to win, and you may never win. Maybe the victory is elsewhere.
Ni sawa. I think plus Liverpool ilipia mifika. I keep on saying there's no one bigger than the club. He wanted 300k in terms of salary per week. Liverpool work on a wage structure, so and plus over 30, how pay angi watu yoka in the salary structure. But it's okay, watch out waishi. I think ingekuwa beginning of the season ningezusha. But then season imeenda, ame drag along. Then also ilikuwa before kina Jota wakam, kina Diaz wakam. So whatever ilikuwa na, because we will replace this guy.
That replacement. And you've seen they can
do it without him. So ni sawa, I'm easy with that.
That's Lewandowski is also leaving Bayern Munich.
Wase ni kama over 30 wote wanaishi. Nini inaendelea na mabada? Life crisis. Wase wote tu wanaishi. Bale, nani.
But people who are leaving wameshinda kile kitu apart from Pogba. You know?
What's your take on Lewandowski leaving Munich, and what is the possible place? Because
Bundesliga.
Yeah, we also say Bundesliga is not like competitive.
It's competitive. Nika La Liga. It's La Liga. Ligue 1, sorry.
Ligue 1, yeah.
Sorry, sorry.
Famous
league. Yeah, kabisa.
So, pale unezuka shine men until you get, there are people better than you.
There are very few guys who talk about Bundesliga na uka mkushena Premier League. Premier League, yeah. Who's struggling? Una apie Lukaku anta kutoka?
Yeah, Lukaku anaishia. The guy ali shoot himself in the foot.
Let me ask you, Lukaku like your Pogba? Lukaku mlimuza ama alienda for free from Chelsea?
Tulimuza.
So mlimuzia jamaa?
Tulimuzia hawa saa kawuzia.
But alikuwa on loan. I think you mlimbuy from? Mlimbuy from where?
From Everton.
Oh, you lose Everton.
Yeah. Alafu
nyimi kabaye.
The stones that the builder rejected.
Hey.
Yo anaende yanga. But unfortunately, this goes.
Lukaku to aishie, but we don't need dead weight. We need flexible
number.
But I feel Lukaku was a performer only that I think he didn't like just match what maybe the managers what the manager wanted.
Kaku is a lazy player. Season in, season out. Season ikianza mjamaa na shaiba.
Yeah, yeah.
Inafika midway.
But Inter Milan ame sign the whole season.
Yo si ligi.
Yo
si ligi. Yo si ligi. Yo si ligi. Yo
si ligi.
Lakini kusema tu kweli, I liked him as a striker. Ni vile tu sazingine gameplay, I'm favor. Sazingine akiza Havertz as the number 9. It's better. You can see the ball flowing. But actually, Lukaku, you can feel the disconnect between the midfield and the striking.
We feel Lukaku is not consistent. Yeah. That's the problem. Mm. Yeah. So one time, to say, Lukaku, you know, where Chelsea is going places. But midway again, he begins talking trash. He, you know.
Now, I think apart from West Brom and Everton, I think I'm not sure. Akuna klabati ya mesema me. Akosawa. Chelsea ali complain. Manu ali complain. Inter ni ali kuafijiti ya katoka. So, wacha tuishie.
Who do we see coming? You know, what are the possible changes we see coming to the precisely the Premier League? Because like, okay, we already expect Haaland and Akam. Mm. What are the other links to Neza Tukatarajia?
Nimechikiwa naonga juu chama wa Benfica Nunez, but sijui ikaa atakamuku replace.
Darwin Nunez anataka Manchester.
Nunez.
Darwin Nunez.
And each position, the striker. Striker. Huko sio?
50-50. Yeah, that's
so he did the Europa vis-a-vis Champions League. That's what you say.
So you're talking about Darwin Nunez. It's Nunez.
Nunez.
Who else do we see Ten Hag recruiting? Because Ten Hag is the most recent manager. We can expect maybe atakuwa na, you know, his all eyes are on him. We need to turn these losses into profits. You know?
No, one of them could force.
Frankie De Jong. But Frankie anataka kubaki Barca.
Of course, who would want to move
na Barca, to Na Barca. Okay, yes.
Who would want to move to Man? Who?
This is a new era. Tunaanza new era.
Please, but every year could be a new era. I'm
choking. Tunaanza from scratch.
How many eras have you created?
Starting from scratch.
We showed up in the mademo watch and I said, I'm loving the woman I'm becoming. Kwenye manyu wanakuwa constantly, defining themselves.
Apana, but
mara kwa gym, mara kwa diet, ni cleanse.
Pole, ata maybe results at all the first season, obviously at all the first season.
First season?
Yeah, the first season nani yake nini?
So yeah, next season to
bado tu eh tu kwa na mashaka
ni rebuilding bado we are in the rebuilding stage so
kwa ni rebuild for a while
si ndio maana the toxic elements zinatolewa
from the club tunaanza tena
so
tunaanza upya
refresh toxicity
ile pamoja tuna roro
we are refreshing
Ronaldo si shida ameza rebuild na roro kwa team
but by yeah by the way I'll also be looking to see what roro will do now now that kutakuwa na you know there's a new coach. Will be, you know, at least a change in the dressing room.
But moving along, it's going to do what else? Jersey, come at Chelsea, like to Mnadai. Yeah, mom, go to Sal.
As the, like, we always, we can lean to our academy because it's one of the best academy.
There are many players on loan right now. There are many WhatsApp group here. I'm being serious. Actually, could I was a group of players on loan?
Oh, no. When you go online,
very good.
Oh, do you know this information?
Enemy is close. Enemy is close. Would that know what's a group?
Yeah, of course. Nimona Kina Bakayoko in the league, Yuko.
Bakayoko, Nikola Chelsea.
Yeah, Barako in the books. We are trying to strengthen the midfield. Tunaangalia Declan Rice. Declan Rice want to come because Mabiste na Mason Mount. Alafu uko mbele of course a striker or a winger. Sasa hapo tu.
Yeah. Ten Hag anyemeli Mason Mount.
Ai. Kila mtu
nimesikia wakinini United
Ten Hag hadi
respect na kurudi kwa United. I'm
done. I feel United is like they're all eyes on you. You guys did poorly. You guys had the best.
And that
performance. Did poorly. Underline the main point.
Vigali wapea 6 out of 10.
That was like overrating, man.
I turn it to the painful topic.
The next, what we'll talk about next is the Champions League.
Isha Peter, like, can we move on?
No, we need to review it.
Yeah, why?
First of all,
the game was delayed.
fans. For about, Liverpool fans.
I think it was. In sports, if you don't utilize the chances you have earlier, you get punished for them.
Yeah. Nika 7.
Nika 7. If you don't utilize, because how many chances did Liverpool have?
Yeah.
19. I don't know what game.
They had 18 chances.
They had 19
shots. 19
shots. 9 shots. 9 shots on target.
They had.
So you were talking
about that. Walikona.
We saw Liverpool before Nini, before Wakuena shot on target. It took time, because Real were angaishwa. First half, we were better. Second half, we were better. Second half, I think someone came in, and Real understood, like, okay, you guys show us so many, and they came back and punished.
Because game players said walicheza at anything. They didn't change the way they play, they increased to intensity. You know they only do. Wakafunga bao yao, then they went back to default setting. Then our guys couldn't score. But anyway.
And like, they also scored kind of, the goal was...
Would you have thought that if Klopp and makes the subs mapema, because I felt Liverpool wakacheza too poor.
Until...
We were not
dangerous. Like,
you really had that money, and you just target
mob zilikuwa center of the goal.
Sadaka.
The kitu wako na
sadaka.
Ni tatu pekee.
Kuna nani anashika tu?
Ni tatu pekee.
Na ile ya Salah ile.
Dona sema tatu pekee ndo alistay. Hizo tu. I think kuna mbili za Salah, moja ya
Mane. Balance zilikuwa sadaka. Cause I felt they had target.
But they were not really anything.
Cause how do you give goalkeeper ball to another.
Yeah. The defense here were to be honest, but ideally, Thibaut was just on form.
Yeah, but after Wafunga were in the defense.
Don't I say, man, I don't know what to do.
But
anyway.
But game will go in the issue, so.
Maybe I tried to look at a good game first half.
Yes, don't I say, man, increase intensity after. Because you know, you have initiates already, though, signs. But, okay, you're about to be, how it went about, depending on Robertson.
Robertson, I'll let you know.
We're not going to track who it was unnecessary. But anyway,
I'll press.
Either Fabang get dropped, but there was just a miscommunication. But anyway, football.
After the game, Klopp said, you know, next season, tell me where the...
Istanbul. The miracle of Istanbul.
Book a hotel, we are coming.
Yeah, it's Nakum.
Will Liverpool really make it to the... Now that we've
next
seen
next time to kill a kid.
I think
you've had it here first. Kill a kid. Everything.
Everything.
From July 30th, the Community Shield, two nuns are up. You've got a capacity, bana. Kill a mtu. Lads. Kill a mtu na pati kitu. Kill a mtu. Everything. You're taking everything. Let me tell you, we are taking everything. There's nothing as bad as a wounded Liverpool.
Yeah, but let's
there is nothing also, as bad.
Liverpool, now we've seen Salah has left. Will Diaz, you know.
Not Salah's
left. Oh, sorry, Mane.
Yeah.
And by the contract ya nani pia ina expire?
Yeah. 2023 though.
Yeah.
Sala.
Yeah.
I just man abaki. Sala. For me, I just say man abaki.
Yeah.
It's after we don't know.
Will we see, like, because Sala towards the end of this season
amekuwa chini
sana.
Overrated.
But he's not overrated. Sala alikuwa na
contribution. I'm sure like Golden Boot. Overrated.
Sala alikuwa na contribution kubwa kwa
final.
This game was good.
Overrated.
Man, pia leo.
Mmoja wapendi wa Arab.
What will it take?
Ugusi Alchemy.
Salah anafunga 30 goals. 20 goals.
How do you want to be convinced? Nelson will
Ugusi Alchemy like Gaudi Lukaku. You're telling me.
Will Liverpool be able to, at least, you know, even get to the finals of the Champions League next
couple? I think they still have a strong team. Now, after the signings which they have, wako tu sawa. So I think, okay, keep on the intensity of this previous Premier League. Watakuwa tu sawa. Lakini saa inafaa wajue gani wanataka, because they can't take everything. Mtaka yote.
Nini mnataka?
Everything.
And Man City, kumbuka Man City pia is a threat right now.
Yeah, Man City is
really eyeing the Champions League.
Yeah.
Man City is eyeing the Champions League. Everything. Do you una feel Liverpool it outshine Man City
yes.
in the Champions League?
Yes. Next question. Next question.
But how confident Jack is? Eh?
Yeah, yeah. I am Jiburi.
Okay.
You see, beware. I would tell you, but beware.
Okay, Jack, I'm the same. Let's leave the Liverpool discussion for a moment to Safari to London. We saw our very Kenyan side. Shujaa, man, they struggle. We left London winless.
Seriously?
Yeah, we didn't win even a single match.
Who's in a pool again?
No. In Los Angeles.
No, London.
We had Ireland. We had South Africa. And was it?
I know the Irish. I think tried last. Well, they last. Well, they tried last minute, right? At the end.
But it could not have savage.
Okay, fair enough.
And then we were almost beating SA. But a last minute score by the South Africans again sent us to another loss. And then we lost to Japan.
Well, it's seven.
So,
because right now on the table, what number? We could get relegated. What does that mean, getting relegated?
So, getting relegated means we'll have to again like come compete in the
Second tier, for instance.
Yeah.
Against who? Okay, who's in the second tier usually?
Mostly not very strong sides.
Okay.
The likes of Uganda has been relegated previously.
Okay. I didn't even know they played rugby.
That has a good side, man. They have a guy called Wokorach.
I apologize.
Hey, Wokorach is. Well, you need to check him out. Wokorach is a dupe.
Wokorach.
Yeah, Wokorach.
Wokorach.
Philip Wokorach.
I thought it was Wokorach. Wokorach is loose like Aiko Maya.
Oh, they have a guy called Wokorach, and he's really dope. He played for Cabras, actually.
Ah, okay.
So the question was whether our coach, because. When we were doing poorly, we change a coach. It's something we said.
Was Simiu doing badly? That's the question.
Yeah, he was doing badly.
Doing badly.
Because we were not seeing progress. So because
what was it that we are not moving forward, or are we the same, or are we going back?
We're going back.
Okay.
We are not moving forward. Mm. We're not consistent.
We're just going back.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll make 2 steps forward and 3 steps back.
Okay, fair enough.
So they felt okay, we need to change. Because even Simiu didn't even, you know, lament. Because the last time we saw like.
Yeah, there's no uproar. There's no uproar.
Because, for even the fans to remain cool, like, okay, we need.
Yeah, there's no uproar.
So we're waiting to see his name is McGrath, he will do with the seventh team. We also saw a major change in the.
But has he ever coached.
Yeah, he's coached a seven side.
A major seven side?
Yeah, England.
Really?
England.
Yeah. It's Canada, under something.
Normally, but the problem with this coach is they don't coach the.
That's what I'm saying. The main team. You know what I'm saying? He's never coached the main team. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They.
I'm like, I'm Kubatiana Sisi. It's
alright.
It's
alright. We can't afford.
Beggars are not choosers.
Yeah.
But again, good thing is that at least we still have because Kevin Wambua, who is the assistant coach, has been there for some time now.
Mm.
So at least he knows what the team needs. But again, the main call. The main call comes from the head coach, so if he decides he won't play, we'll play.
Fair enough.
We saw lots of good, I won't say good players, but we're trying to kind of experiment with new players. Like there's a Kenyatta University player called Acadius Fuesa. He was making his debut, and we saw what he can do because he scored the last minute try against Ireland. And I think it's about because what again the series, the national seven series locally does is try to. Churn out these talents, try to see who can play, who can fit the national team. And now, after the end of the series, which we are in the second, we're in the second leg, now we're heading to the third leg, we'll see who we can pick to go at least, you know, boost the national team and see whether at least we can move a notch higher. Because, hey man, since we won the series, we won the series in 2016,
Singapore,
that was the only time actually.
Yeah,
that is
the only thing we actually won.
That's the only thing we bought.
I had to ask, because we've had the late Benjamin Ayimba, we've had, you know, Simiu. Is it that the coaching, for lack of a better word, the coaching staff that we have locally isn't good enough to coach our teams? Mm-hmm. Is it like how we have an issue that with, let's say, football, local football, how we keep on turning out for international, foreign coaches? And then, secondly, if you look at the level of sevens, football, high pressure, tournament, in the international stages, what comes of the mental state of the players in terms of stage fright? You know, that guys actually ignore. Because I think Liverpool, to give an example, tema kwanza na Chelsea, kitu Klopp alisema ilikuwa, even you notice most teams wako na ma-therapist. Just for sports, because of the handling the pressure. Is that something that we have in rugby? I don't know if it, but I don't know if it's there.
In sports, generally.
Because you kitu kwa giraisi. Just even the way the nature of the sports is, the lifestyle, the distractions.
Even the competitors.
Yeah.
You're playing against New Zealand, you're playing against Sonny Bill Williams. It means you'll have...
Kunelik, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. Pressure to perform.
I am. We can't be certain, but I also think at the level we are also, the position we are right now, players are also under pressure to deliver.
That's what I'm saying.
Pressure from fans, from the union.
Yeah. But that's what you're going to do. I think you know, Kenya mbo kuna maji na glucose. Ume nda mna maneni sasa. Ume nyingine tukimajiku kwa mana supplement, akona what. Hata ukiweitu kuna kitu naletewa.
Ile kwa Afcon, Afcon ndo kwa nasema some African teams wakona everything. Hata wako first class, wakona two of us, nini tu mkona.
Ibe dugubosha Afcon, yesto ya atuwa. Ile kwa Malawi. Wakisabati manje Senegal.
Ni Senegal,
Senegal, walikuwa na preview ya Senegal. Anasema manje Senegal. Haa jamaa wako na first class, manje wanatutiwa poa. Sisi tunalama tujioshe mangodha. Tuzianiki huko kwa babush. Wale mbuka high school. Anyway.
But I think it's something that incorporating. I've seen it in the local league.
Yeah.
Not fully. But I'm seeing top clubs at least trying to get more staffing coaches.
Yeah.
There's a motivation kidogo to relieve pressure because sometimes you're playing,
yeah.
Especially when you're a big side, sometimes maybe even not a big side, but you are under pressure to deliver. You want to rise to, you want to impress sponsors.
Yeah.
You want to impress fans.
Mm.
So sometimes to release
a kidogo. Scout manini.
Yeah, but now Kenya Sevens is coming. There'll be a break kidogo.
Yeah.
We hope that break waratumia to at least
freshen up.
To freshen up, to go check out. Because another thing I think I've also heard people complain is that, and it's also from another player who I won't mention. In other leagues, when you're going to play, for example, another side, those sides have a technical team which goes sees how Vic plays. Vic's weakness is he doesn't
height.
Have speed. Yeah.
Always height.
Yeah. If he doesn't have speed, he has short strides.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I see what you mean.
Nelson, his weakness is he doesn't make fast moves.
Mm.
So when you're going to play them, they already know you.
You know your weakness and how to go about it.
But then for us, sitting at Noamba Joe. Unasema joi kitu ni yoto, sindio?
That's a big segue into what, into AFCON qualifiers. Nenda siku aja kuna AFCON qualifiers. That's how out of touch I am about football. Unajenendelea 2023 Cote d'Ivoire.
But we are out.
We are out. So
it doesn't matter. Okay, next topic. Okay, first two games. First two games in KU. Thank you. Moving on.
The first two games in KU. First two means?
Federation of Africa
of University, yeah.
Something.
You know. But university.
What's important is first game.
If you haven't been to KU, me at first I'd praise their facilities. Honestly, give it to them. Those guys have.
Really, you've been there.
I've been there.
Oh, I've not been.
They have they have good fields. Okay, they may not be because these fields are not like.
So, it's. Good to say, akona masomo ke.
I told you,
I told you, two rugby fields. We have basketball courts.
Yeah.
It I feel if we had more universities and more schools with
doing the same,
yeah. Right now tungekuwa mali.
I think it'll help us churn out like grassroots talent. So we can on a scout, on a cheki. I think at CPL kuna before tuanze. I think BlackRock is back.
Yeah, BlackRock.
In terms of, and then ukasema Prescott.
Prescott
is also back. Yeah, these are when I was in high school. When I churn out so much talent to the players from Kinabi, kwa Adem and whatnot. And then Maisa imekufa manze nikiwa prima manze Maisa call but then mtu umetoka Maisa unajua leo nina kunyoroshwa but I think also we've kind of neglected grassroots. I like what KU is doing. Okay, that's KU, but fast what they're trying to do, getting the various universities to come with about 2000 the athletes from different fraternities wacheze. Because I think Wanyama meunda academy.
And it's low-key, man. People say Wanyama is not doing it.
He's trying. And he's trying.
Yeah. It's only that he doesn't, you know.
They're short about it. They're short about it. I wish our ministry would take it, such things more seriously. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Wameunda ma different pitches left, right, and center. Mm-hmm. But what are they doing from the grassroots coming up?
Yeah.
You know,
show talent.
Kama sai, kuna tu fanya. Mina job, one of my friends who... Ideally, she got a scholarship for tennis, right? So we are roughly the same age, but her mom decided to let her try tennis. She was so good at it. I think by the age of 16, I played for states for a scholarship. Yeah, she was in top 100 in the world. And then she's very lazy. As I go to whatever French Open, but anyway, but funny enough, I and Naomi have very similar characteristics. In fact, when I saw the Naomi documentary on Naomi Osaka, I had to for a day, but you do not be able to. She's so talented, but. I like your limelight. I like very similar to Naomi Osaka.
She's like an introvert in a way.
She's very much introverted. But also saying, these disciplines can actually open up a new
door. Olunga is a beneficiary of that.
Yeah.
Because Olunga, he was poached by another school, because Olunga, after I think primary, he was given a scholarship by, is it Brookside?
Oh, nice.
And then he went, he didn't pay a paid in school.
Yeah.
And then he was poached again by another school. He was so good. After school, he joined uni, but now he was so good, he couldn't like try to balance.
You're the team. Yeah. So
he was doing engineering at two.
What is it called, engineering?
Yeah.
It's called engineering, sorry.
It's called engineering.
Oh, yeah. I really don't
understand. You're fine, that you get 1 year.
He joined Alkwanaches, I think, Gora. It's called Gora Mani. Tasker, not sure, but I think it's Gor. He was playing for Gor. So it was hard to balance masomo na,
and then natural.
Deal zikajipa, kamba ni aje,
kukunja
Spain.
Why not? Girona. Wait, I'll go Spain, I didn't have summer before Spain.
I think there's somewhere you went first.
Yeah, before I kukunja
Girona. Yeah.
Because Spain ilikuwa in between.
Actually, Girona, he was not on loan.
I don't know, but I know Spain was like the second destination.
Yeah, but he was on loan.
Of not other club. Girona. Okay.
No, in Girona. Then.
Okay. Fair enough.
So he's someone we can use practically to say that sometimes
these things can open,
you know, big doors for you. So you don't have to like we are neglecting it so much. You don't see the bigger picture. Yeah. And our tennis girl, her name is Angel.
Ukutoi.
I think it's Angela Ukutoi. Viku najua?
Viku na goja F1, goja. Anasi.
I feel if we can learn from her, because... No, and another thing we do is we wait for someone, ajitume.
Don't understand how to support.
Because, like, over the weekend, Omanyala was at Christie's. And you could see, you know...
The hype.
Yeah, man.
Ana siada ego ili kwa the same thing. Hype then, so nobody now even bothers with ego. I'm a lost to ego. Omanyala, the issue is if we can get serious, then these guys even after. Because I think there are very few, Tegelera Rupe, Paul Terga, who we actually keep Choke Kane, who we actually celebrate. Onata Oleche, I think he went up onto bankruptcy and now had to get himself back, you know. So we don't take out. And also, I don't know how, in terms of financial training, they go through. As I keep on saying, that mental, financial, that training is.
But at least I think now we felt he's appreciated at least by
Omanyala.
Yeah.
It's because he got international recognition. You know, because, and to say me, your time, I was struggling from rugby to sprint. I couldn't sponsor Limgusa. So I don't think we should appreciate. But anyway,
Nelson, we need to improve. We need to improve.
Nambe, as a proud Luya man, Jana, Mashemedi Jabi.
I need to watch a local football game.
Yeah, me, I'm a Kakamega Homeboys fan. Having roots in
Kakamega. We know about.
Yeah, so we feel affiliated. We feel affiliated.
Mushamu is in
the Leopards. No, to Angushanga, man.
I think we are trying so hard to revive the Mashemeji Derby, but it's not like coming back. We are struggling to.
We are really struggling.
It's because the clubs in a struggle, Pierre. Number to accept. I think your team because na shine.
Clubs because na shine.
Kuna sponsorship.
Like once you go to the source, everything else becomes very easy.
Because constantly you see.
Look
at it's only the other day Mashemaji God played FC.
Yeah, exactly. We say the same thing. It's about a month ago or something.
It's not so long. And then again, okay, it's unnecessary.
I'm sure there are teams who would remember.
You have to give them props for trying.
But I felt it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's something to look out for in our football. When you're kitu kama Nairobi City Stars ikicheza na kutoka KCB, who will go there? Maybe who will go and see something like that?
More following.
Yeah, so I think we should just give them.
It's the name behind Yanni. It's not a brand, you know.
Yeah, it's like before at the beginning of the season, before season two ends, the Premier League, kuna charity events, Chelsea inacheza na Arsenal, hapo ndo unafanya ka 10 subs just for fun, you know.
Okay, fair enough. But maybe they should, you know, work harder. You know, they should try something else, not like constant tournaments. Maybe there's another way. There's another approach we can get to reviving the baby.
Vic, it's your time to shine.
Monaco, tell us about Monaco.
Formula One.
Did you watch the F1? Vic didn't watch.
But I'm sure I'm gonna date. Just to pay
chance. Watch, but
Vic, Anna, man.
Acha onge. Really?
So
Monaco happened.
Yeah, Monaco.
First of all, you could organize CP before. That when Monaco is the same thing. Yeah. Your track is huge.
Monaco, we say it is in what country?
It's a principality in France.
Principality.
So actually, what are you copy?
What to leave?
A principality actually came to. I told you, I Buta, so actually went back and had to do a bit of research. Mm-hmm. Principality is a land that is actually governed by a prince. Principality, yes, that's the name. So when I said monarchy, I was right, but I said the king.
So there's a prince who is in charge, but
there's a prince of Monaco.
But he's under.
There's a way. It's part of France still. Anyway, so Monaco. Whatever.
You're saying the track needs to.
Usually when losers keep on losing in a particular track, they want it to be scrapped. Mukaka wenga tayari kwa kuzana stoka kwa sema throw ins itolewe. Yuko na mlemea. Sema to masibi sikina sipi. Kia kelele. You're the last, I think, three races. Red Bull imetandika watu yuko. Huko ni home ground.
No, yako number 7. Nani? Is it number 7, number 8?
The fake goat. Chana
Ujama. Who's the fake goat?
Kwa hivyo kwa place nisikia Ujama naitwa Ngawuria.
Is he black?
What's Lewis Hamilton?
That's what he's saying.
So Monaco, Checo, Sergio Perez finally won. I think it was good given the fact that the last race in Barcelona, he was asked to let Max pass, and when Max won, so of course a lot of
a lot of drama. But I'm a city because I'm home. Mbona iti mieno
ina. Is he the one that asked to
To let you ask, can I stay ahead? Oh, yeah. So, nasilisi kuna kelele yao, pia kanza huu, jitimeno ni mbaa, toxic. Yeah. Kwa kumbusha, pia Botas kwa find the same thing. And Louis, he put the team above a particular driver. So, yeah, so Checo alishinda Red Bull, then Sainz alikuwa number two, Ferrari.
Who's Checo's co-driver?
Max Verstappen. So, Max is number three. So, Max is the kind of lead.
Isn't Max the...
He's leading the chart right now. Oh. A current champion as well, in case. Okay. But Abbas Dijon is how he's the current champion. So Leclerc was number four. I think Ferrari gonna discuss. With Ferrari, they have the best car in the grid, to be very honest. Shida yao ni wana overthink. Strategy is how. They overdo wali mess Leclerc in terms of strategy of tires. And Red Bull took advantage. And when gonna say the last pod, Monaco is that track whereby ideally track positions rarely change. Because it's a very narrow track, there are not many overtaking points. So usually the place you are, chances are you will finish and then something happens, unless, or you're very skillful. So there was very limited movement in terms of overtaking in Monaco. So Leclerc was leading. The time Ferrari were doing well, but then again, they messed up. I think like the last three races, Ferrari has messed up in terms of the tire strategy. Which has cost them the race.
What do you mean by the tire strategy?
So what happens usually is, it was raining. So they had particular tires used when it's raining, so slicks, intermediaries, whatnot. So Pierre Gasly went on to intermediates and he was performing way better. So Ferrari were being told to do the same thing, but they messed up in how they were doing that.
They overthought.
They overthought. And so the first thing they overthought. Even if you hear the radio after, Leclerc was really bitter. He was asking, why did you make me pit? You know, it really cost them positions. Sergio came out ahead of them. Then maximum ahead of Leclerc. So the whole race, Sainz was trying to overtake Sergio. But Sergio is a very good, what they call, defender. So he knows how to block and keep the space. But yeah.
That's it. It is what it is.
Wait.
After Monaco?
Azerbaijan. 15th, I think, of June. Yeah, mid-month.
What's the track there like?
Of course, it has more straights. I need to look at it again. But it's not a bad track. What we know for sure, Red Bull will be on the podium, Mercedes will not. But Russell and Najarib is actually outperforming Hamilton. So George Russell used to be at Williams before, if I'm not wrong. And somebody like Lisa, why is Russell performing better than Hamilton? Muto kasema ni juu Russell amezoea mashida. So amepata gari fiti. Yeye anajua ku appreciate. Huyu mwingine amezoea gari poa. Sasa ina struggle, yeye mwenyewe ana struggle.
Goes mazee.
Just kidogo kitu mtu masisi alikuwa anashita kusema, it's not the car, it's the driver. Sasa fine, it's the car. It's not always the car.
Sasa amekuwa tu hapo tu.
Sikizi ako mid-table. Sikizi ako mid-table.
Because even the hype you used to get on the media,
it's not there anymore.
It's no longer there.
Anyway,
Nelson.
Yeah.
The Celtics are playing the Warriors. What level are we right now?
In the finals. Mm-hmm. So I think people are saying the Celtics have the best chance to win.
First of all, who are people? Because they're getting Tiniako. Wait.
86%. On the NBA fraternity inasema
ESPN,
let me not say ESPN.
Ukisema hivyo then to sue you. Hatuna pesa ya kulipa ESPN.
86% Celtics to win it because they have they had a really hard time to reach the finals. They played Milwaukee, they played Miami. They also played Brooklyn Nets. You know, these are the tier ones teams in the NBA.
So it's like how Real are two
Chelsea, exactly. So I think.
Let me ask first. How many teams do we have in the competition?
We on Africa final, Africa playoffs.
Well, like the. You call your table, got table here.
So you could East and West.
Yeah, East and West. I think 2020.
Yeah. Oh, 20? I'm West and Befurai. West. I'm going to Ocha. I'm going to Begbilo. Hey, West.
Love us.
That's what you were saying. Can I stand the Western?
Yeah. Because you are the exact
but
number of teams.
I was like,
Milwaukee iliwapeleka until game 6-7
Antetokounmpo,
Giannis.
And the Greek god, remember? Greek freak.
Yeah, so alafu Miami pia iliwapeleka to game 7. So I think uko na hiyo endurance na hiyo just to win it.
You are gonna take up.
Yeah, JT.
Ule wa Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. Alafu
that's for the girl audience.
But Warriors, yeah.
I feel Warriors
kwa transition, they're really good. Those guys who are in the fast break, they must score it. Because kuna Clay hapo, kuna Steph, alafu kuna Jordan
Steph
Paul.
Plays for?
Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think...
OKC? Benito?
I'm
confused. Sorry.
Fun fact. Yeah. EO 2016,
yeah.
Steph ingefa akakuwa traded to OKC. But do what happened akabaki Warriors. Mm-hmm. So your team alishinda nao 2016, mm-hmm. It was just a fairly new team. So other team wamefika nao finals, it's not like bought ka Lakers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hajachukua all-star players. So it the team is actually people from college when you were drafted waka G League
there's a college league
but also Warriors do you perform vibaya last season, they are given first pick kwa draft, right?
Yeah, of course inakuanga hivyo. Yeah,
so it's working the advantage,
so yeah. When you do poorly
you get first pick,
like in your first pick unaweza pata first pick alafu akuje NBA kwa too physical to him alafu I settled for the G League, you know?
Yeah.
And base, it's just different.
Nilikuwa takuuliza, just to his point. Mm-hmm. So each conference, mm-hmm. You can how many teams? Is it 10, 15?
I'm not sure. Okay,
so you basically play the, I don't know how long, and then kuna venye tebu inabaki, then how do you go to the playoffs? How do you know
each team? So number 1 to number 8 in each conference.
Oh, the playoffs.
They go to the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. So number 8 can actually easily win the finals.
Yeah, that's why, ukiangalia vizuri, Celtics ilikuwa number 3, Warriors were number 3, Celtics were number 4 in the
who won the respective conferences for East and Western?
So it's not winning, it's just qualifying.
Oh, okay, let's say top.
I think the top West ilikuwa nini? Okay, nimesahau.
That's okay.
Yeah, East ilikuwa against Miami Heat na Chicago Bulls, 76ers, alafu EA West Suns. Actually, Suns nilikuwa number 1 kwa West. Alafu Lakers ilikuwa number 3. Na I could make playoff. Nuggets kwa number 5 hivi. So I think lesson learned is you don't buy your team, you just build it.
You build it.
Okay, okay. So Vic both Man United and Lakers.
You don't buy your team, you build it.
Mimi naona Celtics itashinda hii series by
Game one,
how many games are they playing?
Oh, maximum
so
seven.
They play best of 5.
Yeah.
But
best of 5.
Yeah. So if team mingine ikishinda 3 alafu nyingine ikishinda 2, kuna one knockout game.
Oh, see, 7, that's best of 7.
Yeah, so inaweza best of 5 kwanza.
Oh, fast.
Alafu
okay.
After mkishinda say game 6.
Okay.
Kama it gonna potential kushinda.
It goes the next.
Yeah, it goes the next until game 7.
So how is the potential decided? The scores?
It's not the
return legs. Return legs you get first, second,
maybe. Unapaga na nini yo? Unasikia game imetoka maybe 1-1. Mimi nini wameshinda from out of the nini, how I understand it is kutoka kwa hiyo ligi yao kama tuseme nini like right now naona sasa hapo 0-0 si ndio?
Yeah, game ya kwanza ni leo, game ya kwanza ni leo. Yeah.
So in case whoever wins atakuwa 1-0.
Yes. Yes. Is this the aggregate idea?
So wanaanza maybe waende tu Boston acheze game 2 then waende sasa sana fika acheze game 2 then acheze moja hivyo tu.
Okay. You know, I had a comment.
Lakini mtu akishinda game 4
I devon if you want to.
You're weak, man. Just
accept. I had a comment. Somebody said, what do you call a white man sitting on the bench?
White man sitting on the bench.
Mm, what do you call it?
White man.
Yeah, sitting on the bench.
White man like?
Why wazungu?
Dallas Mavericks.
No, NBA. I think when the blacks all play.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are close. Very close.
The best players we've had in NBA, some of the best players we've had in NBA are all...
Apart from Larry Bird, Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, of course.
Is there
Luka, no, he's pointy.
Yeah, he's
yeah, not pointy, pointy. Half.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. When I was young, what used to call this?
This guy, who's the pointy?
0.5. You know, 0.5.
In history, yeah, the world, in history, the people like, you know, like Trevor Noah, in South Africa, they were called, I'm forgetting the name, but it was a weird name.
I remember, it, even the standard he says that. 0.5.
Yes, to wind up the pod, over the weekend, Simbas, Kenya Rugby Simbas, that's the 15 side team, are playing the Leopards. Leopards is a South African side. It's a Currie Cup. It's like a tournament called the Currie Cup, but now it's coming to Nairobi. And last, I think the other day we were complaining with CP about the tickets the union had set.
Yeah, thao.
Quatao, man. And
then VIP 2K.
2K, and it's one match.
Actually, defense of VIP na only. It's not like a chok funika nusunyesha. It's like a base. Kebu na lu.
Our grounds, we don't really
can have. Can you get serious with the ticketing, by the way, to be very honest?
Like, so there was...
Complaints. Those are pro.
Sana.
What's a normal ticket? It's 500, right? Yeah. Normally.
No, for the normal league, tickets are normally 300 bucks.
Ah, yeah, huh? And then for tournaments, VP is how much?
Ah, normal league, no.
Kuna VP really? Okay, so.
Normal league, no, 300. So 300, the series, it's 500, no VP. But now, these Simbas coming to play home, and they've not played home in a while because they've been on the Currie Cup tour in South Africa, where we've lost all games. We've only won one game. We've lost terribly. And
could I give flash in the rugby? Just be honest.
But 15s, ki lose kwa hit mna nayo kwa kitu into ball. Ama is it
the same? If you?
Mki lose sana, kuna sasa kuna the main tournament of kuna ball.
Oh, you know you say like tournaments, usually the main cup. Then after the cup, in October, you go to, let's say, plate, then plate, you go to bowl, then bowl.
Oh,
yeah.
Ball,
oh.
Ball. I'm like, ball?
Memuka, ne, son. So,
yeah.
Oh, you're going to say
sports, specifically, see who flourish, maybe athletics. Yeah, I don't know
why. But for 7th,
I think sports to struggle, but individual, funny enough, we do really well.
But again, individual, each country has its own, like Ethiopia shines. Ethiopia shines in athletics.
Yeah. But if, what he's saying is, like, I think Kenya, so that's doing
particularly us.
Like, team sports to struggle, to be honest.
Because like right now what we are doing is preparations for the World Cup qualifiers.
For 15th?
15th.
Because 7th is too close,
yeah. Yeah, 7th is too close. So the Rugby 2023 World Cup, it's happening in France. And we are trying to, we've never qualified. There's a time we were close to qualifying, but we were knocked out, I think, by, is it Zambia or Namibia? Because Namibia has been there 7 times.
Oh.
Namibia are good. But wakifika pale again,
something happens.
It's cool. Competitive man,
we have, can imagine.
And then you're pulled New Zealand,
the big boys now.
Yeah, man, you're thrashed, man. And sometimes I was watching the World Cup positive of 2019, and Namibia won a game against, I think it was, they didn't win, but they scored a last minute try against Argentina. And they celebrated.
Argentina is a big team.
We've really managed a try.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they were like, okay, this is big. So I feel we have a good side, we have good players. I think it's just maybe a matter of time. We need to continue working hard. We need to continue putting in the effort and maybe see whether we can qualify. Or maybe even if we could, at least get the qualification then. Because we need to beat Namibia, and Namibia has constantly been beating us, even in the Bathurst Cup, in the under 20 tournaments, they've constantly been beating us. Over the weekend, I'll try. I'll go to the RFUA grounds.
Give me when? Saturday. Give
me Saturday.
What time?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
It's 4 p.m. And, you know, that's people are complaining. You're telling us to pay for a 4 p.m. match. 1,000 bob.
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
But again, there was a counter argument by people saying, you know, putting up such a tournament is not easy. It's not easy. So we need money.
Yeah.
But they put up a flash sale, I think,
yesterday. The following day, yesterday,
for 500 bob. Yeah. So those who didn't manage to get it, just get the other 500 bob. Let's go support the Simbas. If we because we've not beat, the only team we beat in the series there is the only struggling team, like it's the bottom of the table.
Mm.
So you didn't really beat a team.
Just 3 points.
Yeah. They came to participate.
They came to
be for fun king.
We were there. So over the weekend, if you be able to make your presence at the RFUA grounds, go support the Simbas. This has been the pre-game podcast. You have yourself a nice time.
Peace.
Ciao.